You're listening to DraftKings Network.
On this episode of the Cooligans, in the first segment, we talk about Cristiano Ronaldo. Do we talk about his hat trick? Maybe. We mostly talk about his abs. We talk about a lot of other things. Zlatan Ibrahimovic, is he going to win anything on the way out of PSG? Probably not. Nothing at least that's important, because they've already won the league about 38 weeks ago. And in fact, I think he's even won the second year. We talk about a bunch of stuff. Is Ranieri doping along with the rest of the team? Do we want Diego Simeone to be the coach of Arsenal? Do we want anyone else to be the coach of Arsenal? We talk about it today on the first segment.
In the second segment, we talk about NYCFC. NYCFC got another tie. They refuse to win in Yankee Stadium. They don't like supporting the Bronx at all. They don't want anybody in the Bronx to be happy. Also, Patrick Vieira suspending players for very minor little things. They didn't even do anything. They just on social media, they're kids. Let them do what they want to do. The Red Bulls cannot win. They lose again. Mm-hmm. And also, Darlington Nagby. Oh, my God. Is his ankle okay? Is De Jong a criminal? He might be. And also, there's no third segment. There's no Kirby's Corner today.
He's out of here on the
Cooligans.
Hi, this is Kyrie Shelton from New York City FC, and you're listening to the Cooligans.
Hi, I'm RJ Allen for New York City Football Club, and you're listening to the Cooligans.
This is Ian Joy, and you're listening to the Cooligans.
Thank you for listening to Cooligans, everybody.
Welcome, everybody. This is exciting. This is the first. This is the first time we are not recording in a car NYC FC training ground or at one of our apartments.
Right. Our studios. Obviously.
We're at a comedy club.
We're at a comedy venue.
We're at the Village Lantern.
Right on Bleecker and Sullivan.
Right on Bleecker. So,
those guys that ask you to come in and see a comedy show, guys like us perform here. It's very funny sometimes.
This is nice. This feels more like
breaking and entering. Nothing happening.
The reason we're here in the first place is because our schedules did not permit us to be where we wanted to be.
And Tuesday was my wife's birthday. I planned an entire adventure for her. So normally we record on Tuesdays.
That's right.
So I was like, it's my wife's birthday. Both you and Kirby were like, yeah, and obviously she wants to listen to us talk about soccer for 2 hours and then cut it down to about an hour and 15 minutes. So we didn't get a chance to record, but we found a way to make it work. We didn't have enough time to go to either person's apartment.
Yeah.
So we met equidistant, which meant let's find a cold, damp basement of a place that
How was Dee's birthday? Did he do anything exciting?
Yeah, we did, baby. First of all, we're moving to Brooklyn in June. Right? Very exciting. We're living on the Upper West Side right now, so we did an Upper West Side bucket list. That is what I planned for her. It's a nice surprise for her. So we did a bunch of stuff. We went to Lincoln Center. We went to the New York Historical Society. We went and ate at a place that's themed after Alice in Wonderland and shit like that.
Okay.
Stuff broads like.
All right. So either these are great ideas, or you are such a poor husband that you had to go like really, really out of your way to have like something really special.
I would say it's the former. It's the first thing you said. I don't know if I used former correctly, but it's the first one. I'm such a dope husband. We do this every year for each other. We plan adventures. So on May 1st, on my birthday, she will have an adventure plan, which also brings up to mind that we're going to be throwing a party together.
Yeah, that's right. Our birthdays are one day apart.
Yeah, which I knew I liked you for a reason.
Well, yeah, we knew each other for a long time doing comedy, but we didn't know we had
no idea. Well, so much in common. We never invited each other to each other's birthday parties.
We weren't friends.
No, we're not friends. No, we still aren't.
We had there was too much resentment between each other.
Right. As he knows Spanish and doing stand up.
They can't be two of us.
Come on now. Skinny ass and you're like fat ass. He's probably gonna get all the fat Spanish from your work. We were just saying that back and forth to each other without actually saying it. But no, we were friends. I guess I'm sure we've been to the same parties though. We just never noticed. And here we are. So our two other comics, Karen Feehan and Zach Garner, also on May 1st. My wife is May 12th, but she's going to go.
April 12th.
April 12th.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Who's the better husband?
Well, now I have to kill you. By the way, that was my Christian Polanco impression, if you're my wife listening. So we're going to throw a big party. And all the listeners are invited. Come out.
Sure. Know. We don't know where it's going to be yet.
We have no idea. But there's going to be dancing. There's going to be drinking.
It'll be great.
It's going to be exciting.
So, yeah. So it was a little delay in our putting out the episode. But, it was all well worth it. Happy birthday, D. The great D shoots it. Yeah, look her up on Instagram. She's a great photographer.
She's all over the place. Yeah, look her on Instagram, dshoots.com. She's all over the place, D-E-E. So one of the things that I didn't get to see because of that was some of the Champions League matches.
Wow.
Because we were out, we were about. I think that's all we were doing.
The bucket list, the Upper West Side bucket list.
U-W-S-B-L. Upper West Side bucket list.
Soccer was...
By the way, real quick, D goes, I know you're doing the whole bucket thing, bucket list thing for my birthday. I go, yeah. I go, and I'm not telling you what we're doing. She's like, it's not all food, is it? And I was like, of course not. As soon as she walked out of the room, I'm like, shit, I got to find some other stuff. I was like,
switch it up.
I was like, damn it.
Cancel reservations.
Yeah, like, all 13 reservations I had. I swear to God, it was all food. I didn't realize it. I was like, oh, I got to put some culture in this thing.
That's
but
funny.
Anyway, I didn't get to see Champions League, but you did. You got a chance to
I
watch
did.
It.
And what a shocking week of soccer.
Are we talking about Barca?
We are talking about Barca specifically.
Yeah. All the crying Jordan Barca theme memes, great.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Love them all. I can't get enough of them. Crying Jordan better never go away.
It's very, it's sort of beautiful to meld those two cultures together,
right,
you know?
Right. Messi and Jordan.
Messi and Jordan.
Messi is the Jordan of his era. Jordan is the Messi of his era.
Ooh, then what's Ronaldo? Who's Ronaldo?
I guess Patrick Ewing. I don't know. I got to be honest. We got a text from a buddy after the match, and I have to agree that I think this puts Ronaldo, as of right this moment, as the best footballer in the world. Right at this moment.
Maybe. He did have a great showing, right?
Come on.
The only thing was, I think the draw.
We're talking about the picture with the shirt off, right?
That's funny.
Oh, he plays soccer still? Didn't notice.
Yeah, this is why he's the best footballer, because he has the greatest abs, the right? That's what you meant, right?
That's 100% what I meant. His sides have abs. I don't know how else to explain it. oh my God!
He did have a great showing. I honestly, when I had seen the text, I'm still on the side of Messi being the greatest. Only because
you also didn't even respond to the text.
I did
so
because I was in the middle of something.
You're so
and then
annoying.
I forgot.
Dude, this, I don't know if
I saved it for
this,
the podcast.
I have friends like this. You get the little read receipt, and it pops up, and you don't. You don't fucking respond. It annoys the life out of me.
How much effort am I going to put in a debate over text whether I think Ronaldo or Messi are the greatest
this
in the
is
world?
This is why you're not a part of any group text, because you're not.
I don't contribute.
You don't contribute. You're a reader, not a speaker. And this is the problem.
This is what I do on Facebook as well. When there's like Facebook fights, I'm like, okay, I'm watching.
Yeah.
I'm scoping from the side, and I'm like, all right, that's cool.
Christian Popcorn Polanco. You're like,
just
this
watching
is
the entertainment.
For me,
yeah,
I don't need to get involved. So you don't get, and this is one of the things that like I have to like inspire conversation in this podcast, because you'll be like, no, I just want to watch. I just want to listen. So I know you didn't get involved, but I think Brian Grassi, you know, comedian and big Real Madrid fan, I think he's right. At the moment, you got to give it up to him right at this moment.
This is the only reason I disagree. This is why I don't think it's a completely sound argument, only because Ronaldo he scored a hat trick against Wolfsburg. A
beautiful hat trick.
But it was against Wolfsburg. I think the draw favored them.
Dude, you can only play the team that's in front of you. I mean, you can't, he can't say, no, Wolfsburg, leave. We're going to bring in Bayern.
I understand that, but the difference between Atletico Madrid and Wolfsburg is pretty stark. I think it's...
I agree with you, but I don't think that it's that dramatic.
Look, I'm not taking anything away from Messi. He didn't do very well. He was not really that impressive, even across both legs. But I think the draw had something to do with, it's influencing this who's better debate. And I still think it's closer than just saying outright Ronaldo is the greatest at the moment.
I can see that. I can see that. I will say this. Were you, how on a scale of 1 to 10, how shocked were you that Atletico Madrid was able to...
Like a 9.
Were you really?
Yeah, I was very shocked.
See, here's the thing. I was shocked that they set back so deep. I watched I watched some of the highlights and some of the compressed matches online. And I'll tell you this much. I'm shocked that they sat so deep. And I think Luis Enrique admitted the same thing. I was shocked that they gave, I don't know if it was that much respect, or they were just like, you know what? You're going to have to find a way to shoot it around all of us.
Yeah.
You know, a couple fans down there. There was a guy holding a hot dog cart down there. They put everyone in front of the goal, right? They didn't want anyone to score. And it worked. It worked to their favor. And that's all they needed to do to win. And I think sometimes there's so many managers that overthink it. And that's what I love about Diego Simeone. Now, I hate to make this about Arsenal. Actually, I don't. I love making it about Arsenal. But there's a huge argument going on right now about, you know, Arsene Wenger leaving because he didn't win in the 1 year that he could have won, right? And the name everyone is throwing around, including myself, and I've been throwing around for a season or two, other than Jurgen Klopp, I've been throwing around the name Diego Simeone, right? So our friend JB, Gunner Punter, said, do you really want to watch Arsenal play ugly football all season long? It's not the most attractive form of football. As someone who's Uruguayan, I love seeing people give it all and sometimes play a little ugly, but somehow scrap out a win. Mm-hmm. But you know, at the end of the day, the guy wins. I mean, he's going to have more money and he's going to have better players at Arsenal than he does at Atletico Madrid. And he's going to be playing in a league that kind of fits his style a little better, right?
Sure.
You know, Premier League is a bit more physical. Don't you think that's just a better fit overall? Wouldn't you want to see him? And there's a ton of rumors about Everton right now.
Oh, my, yeah. The Klinsmann.
Yeah. Klinsmann. These rumors are wrong. They are wrong. I will not go. You know, would you want to see Diego Simeone as your manager?
He does seem like a very, he plays a pragmatic form of football, right?
And he plays to get a result,
yeah,
which people don't like,
and they play tough, and even all the other the La Liga matches between Atletico and Barcelona are always very scrappy. They're always very intense. There seems to be, and I think a lot of teams do this, but they can't sort of keep up, especially in the Spanish division, where they can't. They basically get. What's the word?
Like, gassed?
No, not gassed, but what? There's an ego. There's an ego to the game because they're like, oh, we're playing Barcelona, then we got to... This is why they draw so many red cards, swatters, right. Elbowing, and they get so scrappy with them in particular. It's almost like they have to do what the NBA did when Shaq was like becoming unstoppable, right? Where they had to change the rules almost because like, you're hitting them... You're hitting him too much.
You can't beat the guy up. It's not allowed. Yeah.
Also,
put the bat down.
It seems like in La Liga that might be something they have to consider because even I'm not saying this seriously, but it is something that happens when people play Barcelona because the world is watching, and they gotta impress. They don't want to get humiliated by them.
Right.
But with Simeone, yeah, it does. He looks like he's like the Ranieri of Spanish soccer.
What a great example. All right, so but I don't think you'd want Ranieri at Everton. Don't you get the feeling that this is a little bit of a fluke?
No, I don't get that at all.
You don't. You think this is who Ranieri, because he's never been this his entire career.
I think he has I think he's always had the strategy he's had, but he just found the correct players that can fulfill like his strategic sort of hopes and dreams.
Right. Strategic in that form of football are very funny put together because it's lacking a real strategy. Now, I will give him more credit. He's not Jose Mourinho and saying everyone defend, park the bus, spring and attack.
Ranieri couldn't do that. He couldn't do what he's doing with any club or with any kind of players. He walked into a situation that was obviously not the best. They just, you know, made it and stayed in the Premier League. But he went into a situation that was full of confidence,
right?
You know, they were already on a high from a long win streak and from being at the bottom of the table and staying in the league. You know, right. I mean the level
We all know it was King Richard III's bones.
Yeah,
that's all it is.
Ranieri prays to his bones every.
Was there a king buried anywhere near the Emirates? Can we exhume those bones and give it a proper burial?
That's actually very likely.
Yeah,
that they were bones. Yeah, that's
of course there was. Was there a guy whose last name was King? I mean, let's be honest.
They'll just go to some burial site and dig up the bones.
Is there some guy named Brian Drinkbeer whose bones were buried incorrectly? I look at it. I wouldn't want Ranieri at. Would you want Ranieri at Everton? There it is. See that hesitation?
Yeah.
No. You don't.
No, no. Okay.
You don't.
All the news.
You have Deulofeu. He can do. No, he can spring an attack.
Everton just had a match yesterday, and another nil-nil draw. It's just like they can't. Who wants to be there? How does Roberto Martinez even want to stay? It's so surreal.
He was managing Wigan. The town doesn't even like soccer. They only like rugby. And it's Wigan.
Yeah.
Your name is the Latics.
Look,
it's a tree.
At the last match, there were a lot of Everton fans at Goodison with signs, but Martinez out. You know, which is much different than Mamba out.
It's, yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah.
They
totally different.
They're not supportive.
No.
They really want him to go. And I kind of get it because.
It's also different than Mambo out, which is just a great way of walking out.
Oh, my God.
You looked at me with such disdain. You interrupted me for that bullshit.
Was that tag even necessary? That's literally how I felt.
You looked at me like, why is he going there? You interrupted a great speech.
But I can see why people want him to go, just because the talent on paper at Everton is just, it just should be better. You have a world-class striker up front.
All right. Well,
it's just
he's on his way to being world-class. I don't know if he's world-class just yet.
I disagree. I mean, what?
He has a, you just said that.
He has what, 23 goals in all competitions?
Giroud had what, almost 30 last year. I don't
think
he's world-class.
And Giroud's the greatest striker in the world, right?
Again, are we going by abs? Because at the end, his striking, his face chiseled by the gods? Here's the thing. I don't want Ranieri. I definitely wouldn't want Roberto Martinez, or Martinez, as they say. Diego Simeone, though, on Arsenal. I don't care how they play. That I would take all day. All day.
Okay.
Have you heard the rumors that Leicester's been doping?
Yes, but...
And, of course, they blame the black player, Conte. They say because Conte runs around.
He's clearly on uppers.
Yeah,
look at
clearly.
Him. Adderall, something.
Yeah, gotta, that's not Gatorade, right?
He's way too focused.
He's not on amped. You know, he is. He's on something.
I did see that, but it seemed... They do test the players very regularly.
Oh, they have no clue.
You don't think so?
No, they have no idea.
I don't know. I was.
I don't even think they stop it. If they see it, they're like, "Dude, come on." He's like, "All right, I'll do a little less." They're like, "All right, get back out." I don't know. They're all of a sudden all from Brooklyn.
Yeah, they're doping as they sub in, like
just being popped right in. Boom.
You see their energy bar go up.
Yeah, they found an Easter egg.
So yeah, well, I mean, there was I don't think there's too much merit to it, but I don't know. It seems to me like soccer, especially, is a sport where they're very sort of on top of testing. You would think they in American sports, because they do. It's the World WADA, right? The World Anti-Doping Agency, who oversees the Premier. I think all. I don't know if it's all of FIFA. But definitely the Premier League. So, and this is the
But they need people to. They need people to comply.
They call Lance Armstrong. They call all the. I mean, they seem like they're on top of it. It would be very difficult to dope in soccer, but I don't know.
Remember when Robin Van Persie hurt his leg and he went to Germany and he had placenta?
Yes, I did.
JB
mentioned that.
Yeah.
In our first video.
Yeah, I mean, come on. You know, you were getting your blood spun, which is like kind of a way of hiding blood doping.
Okay.
Or it's a way of hiding. It's blood doping.
They extract your blood and then put it back, right?
They extract your blood. They spin it at like a high rate so that it adds more
like a
oxygen.
Turbine thing.
Like it adds more cells that accept more oxygen.
Okay.
Now they say it's to heal that area, but what they keep doing it so that all your blood accepts more oxygen and you can run longer and faster and all these things. You know, you just have a much more oxygenated blood.
Okay.
So that's what Lance Armstrong was doing. He was also doing a bunch of other stuff, but he was like, oh, no, that's cancer medicine.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, really? At Gold's Gym, you have to buy cancer medicine? I think they might be doping. I'm just saying that because...
Yeah, because they're first.
And I also think Tottenham cheated somehow. And then guess who wins? The league!
By default. Yeah, disqualified. Yeah.
You think I won't take it? You think I won't take it right now? You think I won't take a big old asterisk? You can make the cup an asterisk, and I will still go to that parade if I can make my way to England. I don't give a damn.
Silver-plated asterisk.
Yeah, that's great. The Barry Bonds Award. The Barry Bonds Award of Excellence.
Oh, my God.
I'm all about it. I don't care. But I do think I would rather have Diego Simeone right now than Arsene Wenger. And it's because of decisions like that, like Ranieri made, which is to say, how can we use these tools the best way? If it has to be what they would call cynical football, who gives a shit? Let's win some damn game, son. Win a cup. Win something.
Well, but yeah, winning cures everything.
There's cures no, all.
No one would care how ugly the football is if
Leicester's, what, 22 million pounds? Name a player that's been signed in the last like 3 years of any significance that cost less than 22 million pounds. That's how much this whole team cost.
Yeah, yeah. They play a practical game. I mean, they're not very fancy. Even, you know, you'll have, how many real highlights do we have from Leicester? Like where you're like, oh my God, I can't believe.
Just a couple of Vardy goals.
A couple of Vardy goals, a couple of Mahrez,
like dude,
nutmegs, you know, things like that. But
Mahrez weighs like 32 pounds. You seen this guy's legs? How's he running this much? Alexis Sanchez is supposed to be like the engine, right? Like he's always going. The guy's jacked. He's built. He's in perfect human condition. Looks weird, kind of like a turtle, but he has like the perfect condition. Mahrez looks like, you know, you woke up a teenager, you know, and the guy's running all day. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure I have thicker calves than Riyad Mahrez.
I think my pinky has thicker calves than Riyad Mahrez.
The other match in the Champions League that was a very big surprise, a result we did not expect, Manchester City defeating PSG 1-0.
Out of nowhere.
Incredible.
You know, if you're Zlatan Ibrahimovic and this is your last run, he's leaving PSG.
Yeah.
You got to show up, dude.
He had, you know what, to Joe Hart's credit, incredible. He stopped some amazing shots from Ibrahimovic. But
if you're Manuel Pellegrini, don't you go to the other locker room and go, how much you want to give me to throw this thing?
Just last few days at work, I just could care less.
It's like when I was leaving Staples.
You want Manchester City pens? I got a bunch of, I stole all these pens.
When I was leaving the corporate division of Staples, I said to my wife, I was like, you need anything from the office? You want a new printer or something? We had like things we were giving away, tossing them in the back of the car. You think I give a damn?
Is this, as like the statute of limitations passed? I don't know.
Who gives a shit? They can't prove a goddamn thing. But I was like, well, I shouldn't have said the name of the company. It's probably dumb. Maybe I'll bleep that out.
Yeah.
I'll bloop it out. I'll leave blooping in it. Whatever the hell, you know, I would give up a win. I mean, you're Manuel Pellegrini. This is, who gives a shit? Whether you win or not, you're going to get another job.
Yeah. I mean,
you want Manuel Pellegrini at Everton?
You know what? That would be kind of interesting.
Right? That would be good. He knows how to get great stuff out of, but I mean, he didn't do it this year, but he's been on point across the board.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be against that. Yeah. Honestly, I wouldn't be against that. But, you know, whatever.
He plays the beautiful way.
Which
Roberto Martinez has tried.
He doesn't have the players to do that.
Oh, well, I thought he had a world-class striker.
No, he has a world-class striker, but the midfield.
You don't like De La Feo, right?
De La Feo, to me, he seems like a defensive liability. That's my biggest issue with him.
Well, yeah, he doesn't try. He was trained at Barca. They don't know what defense is over there. the tallest kid, you're a defender. I'm a striker. You're a defender.
He doesn't seem to be the chemistry, especially the last few weeks, has really not been great for Everton. It just, something's wrong.
It's a very melancholy feel to the matches. What's happening?
I don't know. But there's no,
I think it's over. I think the relationship is over.
Yeah, the honeymoon period is definitely
for sure. Yeah, now you guys are arguing about the trash. This is like, I said, I'll take it out. I'm not going outside just yet.
So who knows? But for PSG, what do you think this means for them? This is Ibrahimovic at the beginning of I think the quarterfinals. It was a very big deal. He was saying that PSG is built to win the Champions League. That is the only goal. They're what, 400 points ahead?
Yeah, that's their
league.
They won last year already. That's how many points they have. They got rollover minutes. They got rollover points. At this point, they're like, I don't even know.
Yeah. I mean, they're bound to a three-year contract. It's very difficult to get out of it. So you got to keep those minutes.
Oh God, and you can't even subcontract these players. You got to pay for them up front now. It's a whole thing.
It's a big deal. But this is obviously devastating for Paris Saint-Germain. This is all they were meant to do.
If this is their league. The Ligue 1 is their training for Champions League. And they failed. And I think if you're PSG, you have to start worrying because this is his last run. I think Cavani can handle it on his own up front. Not having Ibrahimovic opens you up to be able to buy some other players. But people show up because of Ibrahimovic. You know what I mean? He should have won the Champions League on his way out. It's the only trophy he hasn't won yet.
Yeah. And there's been a lot of rumors of where Ibra's going to go. And
China.
And one of the rumors was MLS, right? People were saying like, hey, come out. It would be great. You know, and I think if he would have won the Champions League, that would have been a big possibility. Could have been like, you know what? I did everything I could do in Europe. There's not much really left for me. Let me go try something new. And
that the fact that he didn't win it, you think he's going to stay in Europe?
I think he's going to go to another Champions League squad.
Where do you think he goes?
Manchester United.
Manchester United, they're talking a lot about Arsenal too.
One of the rumors was that he was interested in Manchester United only if Van Gaal was removed.
Was gone, yeah. And he looks like he might not be. He survived. That guy was... They were throwing dirt on the coffin, and hand goes through the coffin, and here he is.
Yeah, he literally, it looked like he gave up because he literally threw himself to the ground.
Yeah.
So
one of our more popular vines, one of my favorites.
It would have been nice to see PSG win it and sort of do what they were meant to do. And now I think there's going to be this missing. There's something missing from his career, and I think he's going to still pursue it.
Do you think he cares? You know, he's pulling a 50 Cent. He owns their vitamin water out there.
That's right. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
The guy's obviously like, you know, money's never going to be an issue for him again. He's got a lot of fame, although he's the kind of guy that like, don't talk because you're going to ruin what everyone thinks you've already said. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Chuck something who won all the karate shit.
Chuck Liddell.
No, the guy with the red
Chuck
beard.
Norris.
Chuck Norris. He's like Chuck Norris. Sorry. I was going to say Chuck Bryan, and I knew that was wrong. Chuck Norris, like, you know.
One other karate shit, which is a great description of Chuck Norris.
Also, you can't see me, but I'm doing like, I'm shadowboxing very lightly.
The movie star, action star.
Yeah, Texas Ranger. Terrible show, by the way. But he, you know, like he has like the same things. Like they both have the same thing. Like they can do all these crazy things and they're perfect and they're great and everybody loves them. You open your mouth, you ruin it. So it's like, you know, the faster he goes, keeps playing, doesn't say anything, the better, the bigger his myth is going to grow.
Oh, sure.
So I think he does come to the MLS. He comes to the MLS. He brings the same, what he did to the Ligue 1, he would do to the MLS. And everyone says like, oh, the Beckham. He has the opportunity to overshine Beckham.
Honestly, if he was in the MLS, I don't even want to. I think he would do the same thing he did in France, and they would be like 20 points ahead. I think that he makes that big of a difference.
I agree, and I can't imagine what his interaction will be with the refs the moment he realizes that the games are called pretty willy nilly, at the behest of whatever the judge wants.
I think they'll respect him a little bit more. I think they, you know, if it's a bad call. He'll just look him over and they'll be like, you know what? I'm going to put that card in my pocket.
Yeah,
like, no.
You know what? I show myself a red card. I am so sorry.
I made a terrible mistake. Yeah. I didn't mean to.
How dare I? Well, look, there was a lot of exciting stuff that happened.
Yeah, yeah. So there's more stuff we got. We have some NYCFC news in the next segment, which is, oh, my God.
As long as we don't get suspended before that.
There's a big chance. In between breaks, we might get suspended.
We might get suspended.
The way we speak.
My God. We're in suspension right now, actually.
Some NYCFC suspensions and another game that we went to, another draw. The NYCFC refuses to win at home.
They can't. They're pulling in Everton, man.
So we'll talk about that in our second segment. So I'll see you in a second.
Yeah.
Damn, Alexis, you look amazing.
Damn, Christian, I was going to say the same thing about you. You're practically glowing.
Dude, I got to know. Did you lose weight?
Did you just shave?
Did you get a new haircut?
Did you get your teeth whitened?
Did you get a face tattoo?
Did you get bicep implants?
You know, I think it's that we're both wearing these great shirts from On the Volley Apparel.
That's right. Not only are On the Volley clothes super comfortable, they have some amazing designs.
Yeah, they're all soccer-inspired, like their shirt with the Wu-Tang logo that has a soccer pitch in it.
Dude, that's one of my favorites. You know what? We got to let our fans know that they could save 20% off any order with the promo code THECOOLIGANS, all one word, just by going to VAFootballClub.com.
That is huge. 20% off any order of On the Volley Apparel at VAFootballClub.com just by using the promo code THECOOLIGANS, all one word. That's a great deal.
Yeah, our listeners are really lucky. Hey, you don't think this tattoo of Elsa on my face looks stupid, do you?
Nah, man, of course not. Hey, do you think it's weird that my doctor added nipples to my bicep implant? And welcome back.
All right. Man, we talked a little bit about Europe. Now let's talk about the homeland.
Oh, my goodness. What a great country we live in.
Let's just talk about eagles on our shoulders and shooting up a school. Anyway.
When you said the homeland, it reminded me of, have you seen The Man in the High Castle?
Of course not.
It's a great show.
It's on Amazon, right?
It's on Amazon, yeah. It's about like if Nazi Germany would have won World War II and they took over America.
That's right. Everyone, they got in trouble for the subway ads.
Yeah, that was a big deal.
Nazi memorabilia.
Yeah, well, why can't we just put Nazi stuff all over the subway?
Why is that going to make you uncomfortable in a city full of Jews, huh? Why is that?
Again, the PC police.
You know, I say we're not a free country when you can't put swastikas all over the subway. That's what I say.
Unbelievable. How uptight.
Yeah. It's almost like they won, to be honest.
America. We're talking about lovely America, not taken over by Nazi Germany.
No, not at all.
Thank you for that.
Well, depends if Trump wins. that's not fully decided yet.
That is one of his policies he wants to put forward. He just wants it to be day one presidency. Just be Nazi Germany.
Yeah, he's going to be like Fidel, but instead of just taking state owned everything, he's just going to be like, hey, you know what? Some good ideas.
Yeah. And look, we're talking about this in the Westfield. Bernie Sanders was just here a few minutes ago.
Just here and in a basement of a comedy club on a soccer podcast.
Imagine Bernie just walks in. What are you talking about?
What are you doing downstairs? I love that. I love the old, Jewish Brooklyn accent. Yeah. I love it. Vermont will not take that out of him. So anyway, we're talking about MLS. MLS.
Oh, beautiful league.
Major League Soccer. Look. Have you had fun? You've had fun going to the NYCFC games this year, right?
I have. You know, Yankees.
It's a little bit more fun than last year. Last year was a lot of losing.
Yeah, there is a little bit more of there's a bit more faith I have in the team. There's a little bit more organization.
You trust it a little more.
I really do. But they're not getting the results.
They're doing the same shit they did last year. It's so frustrating, isn't it?
Because they're
like, why do I believe in this more?
But I'm getting the same exact thing. You know,
I'm going nuts here.
It's like we're the battered woman. Like, yeah. He's going to change.
It was the cabinet door. It was. I don't know how we broke his hand. I don't know what else to expect.
Defensively, they look better. We have to at least give them that. Dude,
the bar was set so low. And I know Rob Hobson, who sits next to us, is like, why do you hate Hernandez? And the guy consistently passes to the other team. And I don't hate him. I just don't think that should be our starting center back. He has moments of absolute greatness out there.
Yeah.
Sometimes he clears the ball away. Sometimes it's also because he's in the wrong position, right? I don't want to discredit him completely. I feel like he's developing into a better center back. So I don't want them to switch. I just get frustrated that our defensively, we could be much stronger, you know, and I don't think that's the way we win. That's not the way we move forward. Mendoza looked great. All things that I think Trevor Noah, who was at the game, said Mendoza looks great. Number 9, he looks absolutely incredible. You know, and it's a lot of fun watching them go forward. But, I mean, we're seeing a lot of the same things we saw last time. We're seeing the ball sort of played around in the box. No one's going for goal. You know, we're seeing David Villa have to do everything and get frustrated. Oh.
Up front, definitely they do not. Something's missing.
Something, you know, and
even something's missing more than last. Because last season they were scoring goals.
I mean, yes.
You know, they weren't dominating the league. But Villa had what, 17 goals last season?
Yeah.
I think he has only 2 in the first, like, what, 5-6 matches?
Yeah.
So it's at a slower pace. I don't know if they necessarily figured Villa out a little bit better. But he doesn't look like he's getting the same exact chances that...
No, not at all.
You know, last year was his first year. A lot of people no one played against him, really.
Right. Also, last year, everyone deferred to him. Now we've got guys like, you know, Tommy Mack that can curl it from anywhere.
Exactly. That's his skill.
I think there's a lot of... Mullins up front.
I didn't think he wasn't that impressive to me.
Really?
Patrick Mullins up front. Yeah, he started...
A much better center forward. Than like a hold up guy. He's a much better hold up guy than David Villa.
Sure.
And I'll give him credit because, you know, I could tell the jitters. But dude, the four man back line, thank you.
Yeah, that did look good.
No more of this 3-man back line.
There really weren't that many shots against Josh Saunders. I thought defensively they looked good. I've that there was that one goal
It was disallowed.
That was disallowed.
Apparently incorrectly, after reviewing, he should have been allowed.
It was ruled offside. The sideline ref said it was offside.
Right.
But after, you know, he conferred with the ref.
Yeah, the official first made it a goal, and then he conferred with the sideline official, which is what we expect. You go over. And apparently the rule is, like, you know, no one can interfere. The person that's interfering with the play can also be offside,
exactly,
even though he's not. So that's essentially how that was disallowed. Thank you for that, because it was a nil-nil draw.
But you know what? It's still frustrating because they should have scored.
Yeah.
They had chances. I think that that front three, you know, the first front three from the first Chicago Fire game in the season opener.
Tony Taylor,
Kyrie in the middle, and Kyrie Shelton on the right. And I think that's good. I think they should keep that. That seems to be reliable. Look, they produced four goals.
Against a terrible Chicago defense.
But it was the same exact Chicago team, and we couldn't even score at all.
Well, I think there's a reason why Kyrie Shelton couldn't have played.
he could have. Yeah, he didn't make it. He wasn't even in the lineup.
He got sent home with a note.
have your mom sign it.
Yeah. Him and Mikey Lopez, which I got to admit, Mikey Lopez was starting to kind of become a fan favorite there for a little bit.
Yeah, he had that one great showing. He missed that great opportunity, that opener.
But fast, a lot of very agile, a lot of energy. Great sub.
Yeah.
He's
basically Sebastian Velasquez without, you know, the terrible childhood.
Oh, so I was wondering what you were going to say. Oh, I was like, wait, aren't I the one who's supposed to be upsetting people?
You know,
good sidestep.
Props to, we missed you. So he's having a great time.
I'm surprised you even touched upon that subject. What an answer.
Yeah, I was hesitant, but I couldn't resist. Oh my goodness, what are we doing?
We're terrible people. All right. God, thank God. I really, you know, if the front office decided to listen to this one, this is the end of our ability to ever have a relationship.
Yeah,
with
if
them.
You don't know what we're talking about, just
good. Look. We're not talking about anything. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking
just
about.
Just look
deny.
Sebastian Velasquez's Instagram. You'll know where they're.
You'll be fine. Capitalizes the first letter of every word. Very frustrating. Here's the thing. They apparently put up, Mikey Lopez has sort of taken the role of being the social media guy on the team. He's like the social media darling. He does these, so because he looks very young, he does like the juice box interviews. It's a little annoying, mm-hmm. You know, that kind of stuff. Like he interviewed Pirlo about his hair. I'm not going to lie to you. It's a little annoying. And even I'm like, dude, you're a sub. Focus. You know what I mean?
Sure, sure.
This isn't your, and look, if this is what your career is going to be after football, great. For right now, could just score a header when there's no one in front of the net. You didn't last time, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I got a little annoyed, and he's kind of like known for like his swag and his hair.
Yeah,
and
he's now like a young, he's like just out of college. He's, you know, he's a
millennial.
Kid. He's a kid.
He's
yeah,
a millennial
yeah.
from through and through. Kyrie Sheldon has kind of been pulled in.
Sure.
And you and I talked about
like
this.
You got a bad influence on the team.
I think so. Ooh. I have a little bad apple.
I told you stop hanging out with those boys.
Yeah, I think that's Mick saying that. You don't hang out with me anymore. You're hanging out with those boys from the other side of town.
We're roommates.
Yeah.
We're roommates. Right?
Come on. Just because he's from Texas too? Is that it? But so they've been hanging out. They've been doing like these, you know, cute little videos online.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, they're like trying to be social media YouTube stars, you know?
Right. And Patrick Vieira is like, put down that, you know, that TI-86. He doesn't even know it's an iPhone. Put down that damn calculator and get over here. You know, and he did not like a video that they posted where they did not necessarily mock the Chicago Fire.
It wasn't so bad. And
it wasn't bad.
Look,
at
in
all.
2016 standards,
yeah,
that is not offensive by any means.
There was no meme. There was no, you know, owing. You know, there was no world star being yelled.
Yeah, we've seen especially from athletes, we've seen some terrible, just dumb social media related things.
Even
know?
Though we agree, Ale Bedoya and Jose Altidore said much worse.
Much worse.
Much worse.
Very, very, very funny. Yeah, and their goal was to make a joke. And
yeah.
But on the scale of like, would this offend? Like,
well, tell everyone what it was. They were playing the Chicago Fire next.
They were playing. Yeah, the game against the Chicago Fire was coming up. So Mikey Lopez and Kyrie Shelton were on this selfie video that they were making, and I forgot what the app or what it was for.
I'm assuming it was Snapchat.
It wasn't Snapchat. It was something else. I forgot. The name of it is at the bottom. It was like Pop something, whatever. And it seems to be like I think MLS it might be MLS. I think they partnered with somebody. And they tell the players, hey, make fun videos. I forgot the player's name that he revealed his haircut on that app or whatever. So,
oh, okay.
So it seems to be a thing that they want players to connect with fans a little bit more.
Yeah.
But for old Paddy Vieira,
yeah,
very traditional man.
Right. He does not like that.
He's from Senegal. He's an Arsenal legend.
Right.
His English. He has that English tradition. Right. As far,
chin up.
Yeah.
Stoic.
You know,
punch in, punch out kind of a guy.
He's bringing that English football culture to the team and in his managing style. And
what did they say in the video?
Literally all they said. Mikey Lopez was like, "Oh, we're gonna get 3 points. Who are we playing?" He's talking to Kyrie. He's like, "Kyrie, who are we playing? Who are we playing? Oh, I don't know. Is it Columbus? Is it whatever? Is it whatever?" He's like, and Kyrie's like, "Oh, Chicago." He's like, "Oh, Chicago. Whatever. It doesn't matter. We're gonna get that W."
Right.
And
which is innocuous. It's normal. If you love American sports, part of what you love is the bravado that the athletes bring.
Exactly. Yeah. And any other sport, people have been like, "Oh yeah, of course. That's how you should go into the game with that kind of attitude."
Yeah.
Patrick Vieira suspended both of them for the game.
Suspended them for the game. They weren't even on the team sheet.
Yeah.
They weren't dressed, nothing. Probably didn't get paid, which, you know, is it sucks. That's a lot. And I mean,
it's what, $75 to
play? Come on.
I'll give it
you
to
know,
them.
Now they can't even get cheese on their McDonald's. You know, let's do a GoFundMe. It'll take us 20 minutes.
Why don't we make fun? We love the MLS.
I know.
They get paid a lot
once
more.
Once again, both of these things started by Christian Belongo. I think we're starting to change people's hearts. People look at me like I'm the mean one. I think we see that baby face smile of yours. I look like the villain in a movie. You look like the kid who's been kidnapped. You're a little Stockholm syndrome, apparently, from hanging out with me. Look, that's the attitude that we expect our athletes to have.
Very much so.
Come on, we had, Iverson's like, practice. You know what I mean? Like, that, he'd be suspended forever.
Patrick Vieira would have lost. He would have went out, interrupted the press conference, disconnected all the mics.
No one's allowed to be in the room.
Get out. I have to talk to this man.
He'd be taking his belt off. I think I have to show him a lesson. You know, that's how we want our players to be.
Yeah.
Do you think he was right to say, I mean, look, you got to have your own rules. And if those are the rules, you got to follow them. Do you make an example out of them for that? I don't know.
Well, it almost seems so, it was such not a big deal that it really seemed like Kyrie and Mikey, there's no way they thought they would get in trouble for it.
Of course not.
Because
their intention wasn't to offend Chicago Fire. Their intention was to be coy about it and, you know, have fun with it.
Do you think that affected the result of the game? Do you think the Chicago Fire were like, yo, Kyrie and Mikey, yo, we got you on our sights,
right?
Like, yes,
little what is that, cork board?
Yeah, just with
billboard, whatever they call it. Like,
yeah, cork board. Yeah. And just have, Mikey and Kyrie's picture. I mean, maybe Patrick Vieira was so scared for them that he, like, literally, like, he suspended them, but in reality, he just put them in witness protection because who knows?
Just to protect them,
Chicago,
to save them.
It's the Chicago Fire. Right. What are they going to do?
Right. Well, they didn't say, like, Chief Keefe ain't nothing. They didn't say that.
Oh my God! I would have moved to Mexico.
That's join a cartel. That's the only way you'll be able to defend yourself. That would be hilarious if they were like, "Yo, your pizza sucks. You gotta fold it. Your rapper sucks.
Yeah.
F drill." I think it was a bit of an overreaction. But the one thing I like about it is that it seems like Vieira is making everyone take it more seriously. But it also brings up to mind how, like, the one thing that we as Americans, we love the English Premier League, but the one thing that's really frustrating is when you hear, like, the players talk about the other team, like, hopefully we'll go out and get 3 points and we have a lot of respect for them and they're a very good team. And you're like, no, they're not. You know, you're playing Aston Villa. You know, you'll be fine. You know, like,
yeah, so pretend like they put on a show of,
right,
like,
it's like the ultimate respect of the other team.
And just because you're in the Premiership, you have to give the other team that respect,
right,
that admiration, just to, it's almost like the way the English sort of treat royalty, you know?
Yeah,
where
exactly.
They know this is like, this is ridiculous.
Right.
What, she has no power whatsoever. Right. Why are we respecting her?
It's really just jewelry at this point. It's jewelry in a big house.
But they like, oh no, but this is
of course we have to take money out of all of our taxes that we pay so that these guys can go on vacation to Bali.
Yeah.
Look, I think it was a bit of an overkill, but at the end of the day, if that's gonna lead to everyone taking this a bit more seriously, which in reality, it's the guys from Europe that seem to take it the most serious. Mick sometimes looks like he's not even interested. Not while on the pitch. I'm just like in interviews and stuff. He seems like, I'm here to have fun. I know that's not the case, but it kind of comes across that way. Villa, Pirlo, and Lampard from his hammock, all of them seem to be taking this so seriously. I mean, is Lampard even still a part of this team? Someone said, do you want him to give us a third year just to make up for the? No, we don't want to do this again. Go.
He's, you know, I'd rather have Kobe Bryant at this point. I'll take him at 37 years old, just scored 60 points.
With zero knees? That's pretty good.
I think he could give us better results than Frank.
And Mikey and Kyrie are back. I mean, they're
I mean, it'll be fine. I think they'll learn a lesson from this where, like, oh, we can't. I mean, and look, we don't think they did anything wrong.
No.
But there's a stricter standard that we're not even really aware of.
Yeah, Patty Longlegs, man. He's got a high standard.
Yeah, yeah. So, they want to play on this squad. They have to meet it. They have to be, you know, good Welshmen.
They have to
be proper.
Very proper. Wear an ascot out on the pitch for the next match. Which brings up the question. Remember, Poku was left off the team sheet a few matches back.
That's right.
I wonder what he did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think he posted an Instagram video going, I think we'll win the league. And like, how dare you disrespect everyone else?
I don't know. Maybe he just like retweeted a picture of a puppy. And Patrick was like, none of that. None of that in my
team. Puppy's not nearly as cute as mine. Gone.
Grumpy cat. I'll show you a grumpy cat.
It's a picture of him in a cat suit.
So yeah, but the MLS is getting pretty exciting. The Eastern Conference is
unless you're a Red Bull,
the Eastern Conference is much tighter than I think we kind of expected at this point because we saw last year the Red Bulls were incredibly dominant. They won the Supporters Shield, but the Red Bulls they've lost what, 5 matches already?
They've been shut out 5 of the last 6. I think they've only won once. And Hudson River Blue posted this, and it's insane. Through 6 games, and by the way, you can follow them at Hudson River Blue. It's an NYCFC blog on SB Nation. Through 6 games, the Red Bulls' average scoreline is 0.67 goals for 3.25 goals allowed. So for every time they score a goal, they kind of essentially let in 4 goals.
That's
not
surreal,
a good
ratio. Especially with how good Robles was last year.
I don't think it's just Robles. It seems like the defense. I mean, was Miazga that important?
It really seems like that was the case. I mean, that seems to be the only real difference in even in the starting lineup. I don't think there were
also
that
Bradley Wright Phillips is nowhere near as on point as he was last year. He can't score. He can't buy a goal.
It's
not on that salary.
It's surprising to see. I mean, it's
where's Grella? Where's all these other guys?
This seems to be kind of happening across the league, you know?
The two teams that were in the final last year, they're both at the bottom, not directly at the bottom, but near the bottom of their divisions.
Portland and Columbus.
Columbus, terrible.
Terrible. They look awful.
They're our next game, and I'm like, everything will be fixed by then. By the way, if NYCFC wins, we're tied for first with 9 points, assuming the other teams lose as well.
Yeah.
I mean, everything's upside down right now.
It's very
I think this is the dark side of parity. You know, everybody wants parity. Everybody wants everyone to be able to win. I think this is the dark side of it where you're like, you're just never sure.
Yeah, it's so inconsistent. Yeah. But
no one's going to ever bet on the MLS. It's almost impossible, you know?
It is one of the most unpredictable leagues.
Remember the octopus that like kept picking the world? The octopus would have hung himself if he was trying to pick MLS.
Left a little note. Like, I can't do this anymore.
It's suction cup Morse code. I can't do this anymore. I'm picking both teams from now on. I don't know what to say.
A lot of teams, not doing well. But we're talking about Portland, who have not really been getting the results. You know, they're the MLS Cup winners. They're the champions, and they're not as
Caleb Porter hasn't. You know, he hasn't left. He's still there. He's their great manager.
But they had a really great and chippy match with
LA
Galaxy. And it was a 1-1 draw, and it really should have been a 1-0 victory for Portland.
Yeah, oh boy.
But a couple things. We'll talk about the first very quick thing, the Nat Borchers own goal, which was...
The magic beard.
Especially for a couple of things happened when I saw that. I'm like, you feel bad, right? Any own goal, especially
own goals are always terrible.
Always very terrible. But that one seemed a little bit avoidable. I know what he was trying to do, but he gave it was a beautiful header. If it was it was an LA Galaxy player, I'd be like, oh, nice goal.
That's going in the LA Galaxy highlights for this year because they don't have many other ones. That's how beautiful of a header that was.
So you feel bad for him. And it was cool. Something I did like was he gave, you know, it's an own goal. That back line was immediately like, nah, we got you. It's good. And he was like, my bad. It was totally me. And
which is what you want to see. You want to see someone, you know, not overreact when you get on a goal. Because it feels worse for them than for anyone else. Unless you're a Portland Timbers fan right now and you're like, nope, felt pretty bad for us. We haven't won a lot, and that almost was a win.
So that was cool, and it shows, like, the unity of the squad. But,
which they're going to need because...
because, wow, there was a social media went nuts after this, the Nigel DeJong tackle against Darlington Nagbe.
Was it a tackle? It was an assault.
It was really bad. And I didn't really know this. I didn't know much about DeJong before he came to MLS.
The famous photo of kicking the dude in the chest.
But and after I looked it all up, I'm like, oh, this guy is you brought a criminal to the league. Did he do a background check?
Nigel Goon DeJong? Was that one of the...
There's not too many background checks that you can do on YouTube. You can just see all his mistakes.
You put some guy you met on Tinder, if you're like, if you're a guy, and you put it on there, and you're like, "Oh wait, there's videos of him murdering someone."
Yeah. So
he's also famous in American folklore for ruining Stu Holden's career.
Oh, okay.
He's the one. In fact, Stu Holden was calling the game, and that's the first time he spoke to him. He spoke to him before the match, and he told him he was in a dark place. He was drinking a lot. The media
Nigel DeJong said this. Which is
and that the media got into him. So what did he do at halftime? Was he out there drinking, talking to the media? Because he seemed to. And then did you see the video of him Stu Holden talking about it in front of Mike McGee?
I didn't.
Oh my God, Mike McGee. I feel bad for the guy. They're friends. Mm-hmm. Mike McGee on the team. You know, LA Galaxy legend, should have gotten a call back in his prime. Call back joke. he should have gotten a call up to the men's national team. He's sitting there just doing his thing. Doing the regular, we played hard and they played harder and we draw and we want 3 points. You could literally play a tape until the other announcer, I can't remember his name, starts asking about, hey, Stu Holden, your friend's here. Nigel DeJong did the same thing to him, ruin his career. We saw him get stretchered off. We don't know what's going to happen. What do you have to say for yourself? What do you have to say as a teammate of his? And he was like, I know it's hard to say right now, but this is how he plays. He goes all out even in practice. And, you know, I don't think he has a bad, you know, everyone loves him. And he's like, it's so hard to say all this, but everyone loves him. And Stu Holden digs into him. And they show a video of the two of them talking in the tunnel. Mm-hmm. Stu Holden and Nigel DeJong had a conversation before the match as Stu Holden's voiceover is going, I thought this was past them. And he promised me it would be. It was so uncomfortable. And I enjoyed every second of it.
That's incredible.
I was like, this is uncomfortable. This is real, man.
Yeah.
This is absolutely real. This went down. And, you know, Nigel DeJong went over to Darlington and we assume apologized. He's had some words. They did the whole head holding hug that every soccer player seems to do, mm-hmm. where you put your head on each other's shoulders and you grab the back of the other person's head. I don't know where that comes from.
I think the notebook.
Yeah. That was actually the last scene of Titanic, believe it or not. You know, how do you forgive that? How? And if you're the Portland Timbers, you're gonna do this to him, right? I mean, you're gonna.
Oh man, I mean, they're not gonna forget this. This is like in baseball, you know. In baseball, you could have it could be the last game of the season,
right.
or in the last week of the season, and if you hit a player, you do something like just like
too close to him,
unruly.
Yeah.
baseball players do not forget.
No, they're
spring
not allowed
training,
to forget.
Yeah. You know, off season.
You can go all the way into the playoffs before you see that player.
You see that player again.
But that ball is hitting that dude.
Yeah, without a doubt.
And you know what? That's how it should be policed. And I know they're trying to get that out of the game, and I know that they don't want these soccer players going after each other's ankles. And especially a league like MLS is a little different than every other league because they're probably looking at Nigel and saying he's a marketing piece. Don't hurt him. I remember the first season where
suspended three games.
And but they don't want him hurt. They don't want him out of the league.
And he also got a yellow for his tackle. So if you haven't seen this tackle,
right? But we're talking about MLS officiating like they've ever been consistent.
it's insane. I mean, he literally completely misses the ball.
He didn't studs up. He studs down.
Inwards to his ankle, rolled. Darlington
stands on the top of Darlington Nabby's side of his like ankle knuckle,
inside his ankle.
Yeah. Oh, and he jammed down on it, like he was like trying to burst a bubble.
It's bad. Yeah, I mean, he wasn't necessarily he didn't dive into it, but he did press down, and Nagby had to be stretchered off. It was clearly a bad
and
tackle.
In a wheelchair at the end of the match.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. That's not how you clear a ball. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know a lot has to be said. It was a 50-50 ball. It was a 50-50 ball.
I hated that debate. I hated that argument. I don't think it was a 50-50 ball.
I got to agree. If Darlington Nabby is a little slower, it is a 50-50 ball. And I think Nigel DeJong, two things. Didn't expect him to be that quick and probably, you know, is getting up there in age. So he himself is no longer that quick. Mm-hmm. You add that together, that means he's slow. But that's not what you do. You wouldn't have done that to the ball.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? That's not what you don't do that to the ball. You don't step down on it. You know what I mean? So I do think it was kind of a 50-50 ball. I just think he went into it with the intention of saying, I'm going to get in your way. I don't know. I don't think he went in with the intention of hurting him. But the problem is like you said, there's an overwhelming amount of evidence on YouTube. Like, his videos are so hard to watch. They don't even put the, like, punta, punta, punta music on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like sad violin music for Nigel DeJong highlight videos.
Yeah.
Because at some point, he's breaking someone's leg. Tough. Really tough to watch. And here's the thing. Darlington Nabby, that's a national team player, man.
You don't touch an American product like that.
No. So if you're a national team player or if you're a Portland Timber and you see Nigel DeJong, it's your responsibility to respond.
Yeah.
This is how you earn your stripes.
I mean, this is a thing that's a kind of tackle that everyone in the league kind of now it's like you sort of create a target for yourself.
Of course.
Yeah, because everyone in
the
league.
You can't just do that to someone that everyone loves, by the way. It's not like Darlington. If someone does that to Nigel, a lot of the LA Galaxy would be upset, but everyone else would be like, eh, all right.
Yeah. It's almost like, after watching him play a couple games, I have not seen Nigel DeJong play very, very much. But
you've seen him in World Cups.
Yeah.
That's Netherlands, all, yeah.
But he is, it's clear like he was brought to add like a certain toughness to the
LA
guy.
He's a brute. He's a brute.
And I don't know. It almost with the rest of the team, with the rest of the LA Galaxy, it doesn't seem like he really fits in.
No.
Like after the tackle, and then you know, everyone's getting mad, and everyone's like, it looks like they're about to fight and stuff. And then I see like Jazzy Zardes sort of defend, and Jazzy Zardes is like, "Hey guys, you're like, hey, keep it calm down." Like,
hey, come on, guys.
It's just
we're
like
to play a game.
Everybody like seems too soft to be around DeJong. You know, it's not really.
Meanwhile, DeJong is bench pressing dudes from the other team.
It's LA. It's fruit juices. It's vegans. You know,
green drinks, man.
Green, yeah. So it just doesn't.
And also, it was Portland, dude. If that was, I don't know. If that was the Chicago Fire. Or, you know, FC Dallas, there would have been knife fights. You know what I mean? If that was Chivas USA, that would have been a knife fight.
So, yeah, he doesn't seem like that's a great fit. And LA Galaxy, look, they're not doing that great. I mean, their team is like almost half the team is like a different team.
Yeah, floundering at the moment.
But they have a lot of things to figure out.
And I will say the one lucky thing that all of these teams have in common is the same thing NYCFC has. NYCFC has
going. NYCFC, he's one of my favorite MCs.
He is ready to make you sweat to your groove. NYCMC Music Factory.
Is that Neverson Heatley's new name? Like, that's a very inside joke.
That's incredibly inside. lyrics. So NYCFC has also going for them is that, you know, the first half of the MLS season really doesn't matter.
Sure.
You know, I hate to say it, but it's true. You know, again, NYCFC wins and they're tied for first on points at least.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think everything's going to be fine. Darlington Nabi, by the way, is not out for the season or anything. It looks like he's going to be fine.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if he's not upset about it, I can't get too upset about it, but I agree with you. It kind of was a 50-50 ball, but he wasn't going in giving a damn about that ball.
That wasn't a real attempt at the ball.
Like, if you say there's a mosquito on your wife's face and you use your fist to swat it away, I got to be honest, I don't think you were too worried about that mosquito. You know what I mean?
What a great and also awful analogy. I get what he's saying, but I feel awful about understanding that.
I get it, but also terrible visual. Why did you ruin our day?
So, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Sorry.
So yeah, obviously, MLS was, very exciting, this week. We're gonna wrap up in a little bit.
Yeah, we're not doing a third segment.
No Kirby today.
Kirby's not here. In fact, he might not be here for much longer.
I don't know when he's leaving us necessarily.
I think it's in about a month. I think in about a month, unfortunately, Kirby has decided to go work for he's helping out a team that needs more help than we do. We're obviously a very high end outfit. He's going to go somewhere a little lower. He's going to I forget. It's on Comedy Central.
Comedy Central,
the Nightly Show.
Which I don't even know what channel it is.
I mean, who still watches linear television? Very cute. Very nice of Kirby to bring his millennial mind, his beautiful, beautiful Arsenal millennial
but
mind.
But congrats to Kirby. He 100%. Will be working. He's an intern.
Hope he don't lose Chip.
We don't know Chip. Please keep listening, Chip.
Kirby's dad, Chip. Chip Pate.
He's going to be working at the Nightly Show for the summer. So
yeah, really exciting times
Kirby
for
him. Kirby will be on hiatus.
Which brings us to our next point. If you are a person who has some time available during the week and you are funny and like to talk about soccer, we would love to have you as part of our team as an intern. If you are uncomfortable with being on mic, it is not necessary. We'd be more than happy to. We can handle all the content stuff. If you're good at editing video. Even better. If you're good at editing audio, oh my God, get in here. We'd love to make you part of the team, and we're looking for people to write content for our blog, and we're going to have a lot of different things that are going to be coming up in the next few weeks. Kirby was absolutely plans on that, but we're really, really excited and happy for him that he was able to get this internship. It's great for his career, and hopefully he doesn't leave us behind when he runs a studio over in Hollywood.
Yeah, exactly. We just put out another video.
Hilarious video.
About Tim Howard. That was a lot of fun to do. So please watch that. Go to our YouTube channel. Go to soccercooligans.com. You can see.
Share the video. Subscribe to our channel.
We put in a lot of work to putting those videos together. And that one in particular, a lot of hours of work, manpower. Yeah.
Go ahead. Guilt them into it.
Do
Polanco.
It.
Popcorn Polanco here.
She said she would only love me if I got a million views on that video.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
And my dad said he would actually tell me who he is if I got a million views on that video.
He would appear. That is how you earn parents' love in 2016.
Yeah, that's it. Listen, guys, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being a part of the Cooligans. We love doing this every single week. If you want to find a way to help us, we're not asking you for any money or anything. We're not doing any GoFundMes. All we need you to do is click subscribe, share our videos, share the podcast. If you have friends that love soccer content, share this with them. You know, do whatever it is you guys can do to, help us get our name out there, because, we've been putting these videos out. We get a lot of great responses. We'd love to keep getting those responses. We'd love to bring more and more people, into the limelight. That is the Cooligans.
Yeah. So follow us on Twitter, all social media at Soccer Cooligans, and email us if you have any questions, if there's things you want to talk about, things on the show you think any subject matter you think we should cover. Just email us at soccercooligans@gmail.com.
Yeah. And if you have any comments, anything about we said, if you disagree or agree, let us know. We'll read it on the air, and we'll give you a shout out as well if we think it's a great comment. And what else?
That's it. I think that's it. Alexis.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Also Vine and Instagram.
Nah, don't Vine or Instagram us.
No, please do. We do a good job. We do a really good job on those.
We work hard and all that stuff. Yeah,
we're trying.
Yeah, we're trying, guys. So thank you so much for listening. We are the
Cooligans.